Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:10, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Getting text and information callers calling some weather moving through the Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach area. And we will have that for you coming up in less than 3 minutes. Austin is getting the latest information pulled up for that. But let's go ahead and check out the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three story.
After performance concerns, Escambia Administrator Wes Marino received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original three-year employment agreement. He was appointed to the county administrator position back in June 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
And changes are coming to Pensacola Beach leaseholders in October. Look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50 to 75% under the incoming policy. The SRIA projects the new fee will generate an estimated $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
Okay, here's the third story. Financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. This includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County School Readiness Voucher Program. The voucher aids families under a certain income threshold. The announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers currently serving 2,500 children in the Pensacola area.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, an Escambia County deputy, now a part of Governor Ron DeSantis' Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission, Sergeant Chase Horn was appointed by the governor for a four-year term. The Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs says that Sergeant Horn is worth his weight in gold for the agency as he regularly heads special projects and not only identifies problems but offers solutions.
512 News Radio 92.3, preferred premium seating for the Blues Homecoming Air Show. Those dates, might want to write these down, November 7th and 8th, will go on sale Friday morning, 11 a.m., while general admission to the show is absolutely free. Tickets for flight line, chalet, and box seating are not free. Individuals interested in purchasing the seating will need to access the official NAS Pensacola 2025 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show website. Here's NAS Pensacola PAO, Bruce Cummins.
This Friday, August 1st, on sale. Check out NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Right.
And the NAS Pensacola social media sites. We're going to have the information available for you to get to that online so you can make sure that you order those. Historically, they sell out. So you might jump on that. We'll have more information this week as we get ready to put those tickets on sale and we get ready to celebrate this air show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, you can purchase tickets online. Once again, NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
All right, and ECUA cutting the ribbon on the newly restored Bayou Marcus Boardwalk Trail tomorrow morning. ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody says the mile and a half of raised boardwalk is a beautiful place to see all types of native wildlife. He says the entire boardwalk has been redecked and has new handrails, and the boardwalk has been closed for just over a year as part of a $4 million restoration project. The ceremony will be held at 9 a.m.
And Woody is taking this story a little bit further here. They've really had to, by the way, Austin, they've had to do some really serious work on that boardwalk. It had gotten to be in a very dangerous, dilapidated condition. Boards missing, things like that, railings right. Loose. Anyway, a lot of improvement being made in the west side of Pensacola.
We have about 1,000 acres of wetlands located around our Bayou Marcus Water Reclamation Facility. And quite a few years ago, we partnered with the Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail System, and we're now a part of that system, which is managed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Okay, ceremony once again will be held 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at the boardwalk. So take a look at it. It's going to be pretty nice to see. Okay, 5:15. Afternoon sliding by here. Austin, very serious this afternoon as he ponders that radar situation, the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, getting a lot of comments coming in about possible lightning in the Gulf Breeze area.
Yes. We'll start with the roads here because there's actually several problems on that as well. We got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some backups developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Other major spots include Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and a little bit on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard as well. As for your weather, yeah, it's 85 degrees. We are seeing some thunderstorm chances in this area tonight. It's going to be a low of 78. We were looking at the radar earlier this afternoon, and it didn't look like there was a lot of like actual rainfall coming in, but we did, as you mentioned, Chris, get texters asking about, hey, listen, seeing some lightning here and some thunder. What's going on? And the main thing we're doing is we're keeping an eye on Pensacola Beach with the whole bands on the beach situation. Right. Doesn't look like there's going to be any cancellation. I just checked our social media. There's no talk about it. But if there's lightning, it's worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, and again, let's kind of frame it. Pop-up showers. These are not long-term thunder showers.
Right.
These are real quick movers. And by 7 o'clock, I'm hoping things and conditions will have improved out there.
Absolutely.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis delivering remarks at the 2023 Florida Sheriff's Association Summer Conference. They're holding this down in Orlando. The governor touting the state's success in cracking down on illegal immigration, claiming they are far ahead of all other states. Here's the governor.
Those flights out of that airport have begun. We're monitoring the cadence of those. We do have the ability to increase capacity, and I'm willing to do that, not just there, but also at our site in Camp Blanding.
And speaking of Governor Ron DeSantis, he's suspending the Fort Pierce City Commissioner who's accused of child sex crimes. James A. Taylor is his name. He was arrested this month on 24 counts of felony crimes involving child exploitation. Authorities say he had sexually explicit online conversations with a 12-year-old girl in Illinois and even sent her nude pictures. DeSantis issued an executive order on Monday, just 5 days before Taylor's resignation was due to take effect.
Here's an offer for you. You can't refuse. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
You can now own Jimmy Buffett's yacht.
Really?
Yeah. The 90-foot W, that's the name of the yacht, W, is headed for auction September 4th. They're going to do it down in West Palm. G3 Auctions has a minimum bid of $1.2 million. The vessel was refit in 2020 with a focus on the salon, bridge, sky lounge, and cabins. They had done, appraisal on what it could possibly go for a couple of years ago, and it was $2.7 million. So it's 1.2. Such a deal.
Right?
There you go. Bargain.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you have? Here's your Kmart Blue Light special. $1.2 million for the yacht.
Since you're talking about musical artists here, I will propose another one. I could not think of an individual that is more opposite of Jimmy Buffett, though. Lil Wayne kicking off his newly announced tour. And he's making a few stops in the Sunshine State. The Carter 6 tour will start tomorrow in Bristow, Virginia, and wrap up in West Palm Beach on October 2nd. The hip-hop legend will also make a stop in Orlando on October 1st. He'll be joined by Tyga, No Cap, and Belly Gang Cushington. Tickets are on sale now. I've never even heard of that last one.
I've never heard of any of them.
I've heard of Tyga, No Cap, and Belly Gang Cushington. Can't say I've heard of them.
I can't. I can tell you I haven't. Who's Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne, is that what you said?
Lil Wayne, yeah. He's huge.
And they said he's famous, right?
Oh, yes. Lil Wayne, he's been very well known over the past like 20 years or so.
I love to put you in the position of squirming.
No. He's a big deal.
What this is all about.
I can tell you Lil Wayne's a big deal.
Okay. Florida police coming to the aid of a one-week-old infant that was strapped alone in a car seat Monday morning.
Why?
Kelsey Carnes, she's down at our friends that at WOFL, Fox 35 at Orlando, has this not-so-pleasant story.
The hottest day of the summer so far. Orlando police say they were called out here to the 5500 block of Lido Street for an abandoned baby. The baby was found in a car seat just after 7 Monday morning. Police are still searching for the child's parents. In a statement sent to Fox 35, the police department said in part, "The Orlando Police Department reminds all parents and caregivers that the Safe Haven Law exists to provide a safe, legal, and anonymous option for surrendering newborns. Parents can safely leave an infant with someone at designated locations, such as a hospital, a staffed fire rescue station, or a staffed emergency medical service station with no questions asked, anonymously, and without fear of prosecution."
All right, and Allegiant Air and Breeze Airways are expanding their networks with 14 new routes. The low-cost carriers are offering direct flights to underserved markets. They include Fort Myers, Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Tri-Cities, as well as Des Moines, Iowa, New Orleans, and Nashville.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're doing really well over at the airport to the west of us over in Gulf Shores.
Really?
Allegiant flies, and you brought that up, $49 tickets to Nashville.
Really? Is that all?
Legion Airways.
Huh, not bad.
And they're really expanding their their footprint over in Gulf Shores. People just don't want to have to deal with, if you know, like major parking issues or whatever.
Right.
Flying to Gulf Shores, boom, 2 seconds to get on plane and get out of there.
All right.
They're doing well. Congratulations to Gulf Shores Airport.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Kia Autosport of Pensacola for a special luncheon benefiting Forever Des, a local nonprofit focusing on empowering teen girls. See KiaAutosportPensacola.com for more. Saturday, check out Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Items originate directly from talented on-site vendors up and down Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked pretty extensively about the follow-up reporting on Chief Eric Randall's internal evaluations and numbers in the department. Dr. Clifford Humphrey gets hired at UWF to assist Manny Diaz, and we talked about his resume and Pensacola connections. Very impressive, by the way. And why are TikTokers up in arms over Sidney Sweeney's jeans ad? It's quite a story. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna
we now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Ready for bands on the beach tonight? About an hour and a half from right now. Curtain rise over on the casino beach stage. Companies have pulled back on hiring, but there were still millions of openings just a month ago. Here's Jenny Casola.
There were fewer job openings than expected on the last business day of June, 7.43 million. Openings decreased in accommodation, in other words, the hotel business, and food services, and also declined in healthcare, social assistance, finance, and insurance. Openings increased in retail, information, and state and local government education. The number of people hired was little changed at 5.2 million. Total separations came in at 5.1 million, also not much difference. The Labor Department was expected to report 7.5 million unfilled jobs. The Federal Reserve considers the strength of the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Well, very interesting terms of endearment this afternoon. We're getting some traffic buildup here. I was just noticing this, Austin, from the 110 freeway transition road over to Davis Highway.
Yeah.
Starting to slow up. We need to check into that one. Might have something to report on. It is 524. Major markets spending most of the day in the red. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
Stocks taking a breather from a record run and ending lower as investors digested mixed corporate earnings reports while they await the Fed's decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. Energy and consumer staples gained while healthcare and industrials lagged. Shares of United Parcel Service fell 10%. The shipping giant reported better than expected second quarter revenue. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Boeing, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 205 points. The Nasdaq lower by 80. S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right. 525, News Radio 92.3. Yep, Austin's busy, and he's on top of it. Of course, we're talking about the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, yeah, but I'm the busiest of bees over here. Let's see. We got some backups developing on Davis Highway if you are traveling eastbound, passing UWS main entrance right as you're merging with Scenic. Got some backups there. Also got some on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And a lot of the backups that we've had on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North ramp has worsened. It's pushing you back onto the ramp onto I-110 North, so be on the lookout for that. And yeah, no confirmation of an accident or anything. It's just some typical afternoon traffic. If you're trying to get off of I-110 onto Davis, just like Chris was talking about, we do have some backups in that area. Last major spot going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for your weather, 85 degrees right now. We've heard some thunder and we've seen some lightning. Luckily, it doesn't look like much rainfall is going to come down, though. Low of 78 tonight, 85 degrees right now. Tomorrow, going to have a heat advisory carry into your Wednesday evening, but the high is going to be lower, only about 91.
Yeah, throughout the rest of the week, we're going to pass the threshold, I think, tomorrow afternoon, and it'll start dropping at that point through the rest of the week, so it's not going to be so bad. That's your local picture. Let me frame it for the national side now. Americans in the eastern part of the country feeling the heat. Temps continue to soar. Katie Byrne, we're going to find her in Philadelphia this afternoon.
It's another scorcher in Philadelphia. We're at a splash pad outside City Hall where people are cooling off as temperatures climb through the day. Heat alerts are impacting more than 150 million Americans, including us here in Philly, where heat advisory is in effect. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Hartford, Connecticut are among Northeast cities that could tie or break daily heat records on Tuesday. The high temperatures are the result of a so-called heat dome that settled over the eastern U.S. Forecasters say we're in for another day of triple-digit temperatures. After that, a burst of cool air will bring relief to the Northeast. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And more than half of Americans disapprove of Israel's military actions in Gaza. That according to a new Gallup poll, finding only 32% of respondents approve of Israel's handling of Gaza, which marks the lowest point recorded since the question was first asked in November of 2023. Polling results diverge greatly along partisan lines, with Democratic support at a low of 8% compared to 71% of Republicans. But the findings come as international outrage against Israel grows due to the worsening humanitarian crisis.
Afternoon, everybody. 527 News Radio 92.3. We are following very closely this afternoon the New York City shooting suspect in the incident that came down on Monday. At least four, of course, I'm going to give you just kind of an overview, set you up here. At least four are dead, including a police officer, after a shooting at that Manhattan office building Monday evening. Nate Foy is in New York City with details about the suspect, and we're still trying to figure out what the tie of the NFL is.
Now, Shane Tamura is his name, or was his name, and we are learning from the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas that he worked in the surveillance department there. Police believe that he drove across the country to carry out this attack, and according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a note was found in his pocket that mentioned his grievances against the National Football League and his belief that he had CTE, a degenerative brain disease that impacts a lot of football players. The gunman played football in high school, but never in the NFL. According to police, he ultimately shot himself in the chest, requesting in that letter that his brain be tested for CTE. Tamura shot and killed NYPD officer 36-year-old Didarul Islam. He was an immigrant from Bangladesh and served 3.5 years on the police force.
Okay, and we are following the shooter's his identity and where he actually came from before going to New York City. He obviously drove across the country from Las Vegas to New York City to carry out this crime. Fox 5 over there in Las Vegas, Jacqueline Schultz. She's on the beat today and has the latest.
27-year-old Shane Tamura didn't have a known criminal history. In fact, he had an active concealed carry permit from Metro Police. He has listed the home in the La Jolla Class 6 neighborhood since around 2022 as his address. County records show family members bought it in 2021. Now, neighbors say they don't specifically remember seeing him in and around the home, but they do remember seeing his car. Now, investigators say Tamura's vehicle traveled cross-country and entered New York Monday afternoon. He then entered the Park Avenue building, opened fire, and shot and killed himself on the 33rd floor.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. 27-year-old governor from Nevada shot and killed at least four people, wounded another in a New York City office building yesterday, then turned the gun on himself. NYC Mayor Eric Adams tells Fox the shooter's handgun and a rifle component were obtained by someone else on his behalf.
Part of the weapons was purchased by an associate of the perpetrator. And he also purchased the firearm that was found in the car by using a carry permit that he received in Nevada.
The United Kingdom will recognize a Palestinian state by September unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire in Gaza and allows the UN to bring aid in and takes other steps towards long-term peace. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, says they've already agreed many times to a ceasefire, and Israel will do what it takes to free the hostages. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It's turning blue, now you're here. We've come a long way, day after
day. Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you want to sing the blues, but no matter what you choose, choose love.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, after performance concerns, Escambia Administrator Wes Moreno received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original three-year employment agreement. He was appointed to be county administrator in June of 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
Here's your second story. Changes are coming to Pensacola Beach leaseholders in October. Look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50% to 75% under the incoming policy. SRIA projects are, like I said before, a little fluid here, but they are projecting the new fee will generate an estimated $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
And financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. This includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County School Readiness Voucher Program. The voucher aids families under a certain income threshold, and the announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers, currently serving 2,500 children in Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, this coming across the wires just a bit ago, despite an objection from the office of the state attorney, the Pensacola man charged with attempting to murder two Escambia County Sheriff's deputies will be released from the Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee and enter an inpatient facility following the judge's order July 29th. Well, Circuit Judge Amy Broderson ordered Daniel Hux, who was found not guilty by insanity on two counts of attempted first-degree murder, premeditated murder, to be released from the Florida State Hospital after doctors and experts found he no longer met the criteria to be involuntarily committed.
And Amanda shot himself in Walnut Hill last week, now facing charges related to having homemade bombs and a hit list at his home. 26-year-old Joshua Dean Hardy was charged with possession of a destructive device, using a firearm during a felony, and possession of a firearm with a removed serial number. Hardy had accidentally shot himself in the leg while walking in the woods with a rifle last week. Family members said he had been patrolling their property since an old house burned down, and he believed it to be arson.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's terribly sad. You know, it's a cliche when you say that, yes, someone was great at what they did, but they were also a wonderful person. And sometimes that's only partially true. Ryan Sandberg was a heck of a good guy. And it's just heartbreaking that his life should be cut short this way.
The voice of broadcaster Bob Costas, who joined the Cubs Marquee Sports Network Monday to reflect on the passing of Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg, who died from cancer Monday at age 65, 20 years after he was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and more than 7 months since he had announced last December that cancer, which initially surfaced in his prostate before he was deemed cancer-free last August, had spread to other organs in his body.
It's a sad day for baseball where you lose one of the better players in the game, and obviously just like a nice human. He was always so, you know, around us in camp, in Chicago, in the clubhouse, whatever it was. He was always very, you know, it just felt like he was respectful, right? It just felt like it was, you know, not needed to be right here, be around Sandberg, but, you know, just a really nice overall human being, and, you know, obviously our thoughts go out to his family.
The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber with NBC Sports Philadelphia on the passing of Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg at age 65 from cancer. In 15 seasons with the Cubs, Sandberg had a .285 batting average with 282 home runs and 1,061 RBIs. The Cubs lost their game Monday to the Brewers 8-4 and dropped one game behind Milwaukee for first place in the NL Central. A man from Texas has been sentenced to more than 18 months in prison for stalking and harassing WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears told WTHR he'll now spend the next 2.5 years in the Department of Correction, and the victim will be able to have peace of mind while focusing on what matters to her. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And seven NFL superstars are receiving a perfect rating for this year's edition of Madden NFL Football. The prestigious 99 Club will include offensive tackle Lane Johnson and running back Saquon Barkley from the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Bills quarterback Josh Allen joins Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson on the list. And star receivers Jamar Chase of the Bengals and Justin Jefferson of the Vikings are teammates in the 99 Club, just like they were at LSU in college. Cleveland Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett is the lone defensive player to make the club this year.
539 News Radio 92.3, one of baseball's best closers won't be traded before Thursday's trade deadline because he's not going to be playing. Tim McMaster has the story.
Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August as part of a sports betting investigation. Clase joins teammate Luis Ortiz in the inquiry. Clase is a three-time All-Star, two-time winner of the Mariano Rivera Award as the American League's best reliever. The investigation started after an alert from IC360, a firm that monitors betting markets. It's unclear exactly how Clase is tied to it. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And NBA player Marcus Morris faces extradition to Nevada after a judge denied a motion for bond. TMZ reports court documents show Morris is accused of defrauding two Las Vegas casinos out of more than $250,000. Morris's attorneys argued for his release, saying that he could settle his debts faster with the casinos if he were let out. The judge said Morris would only be released to Nevada authorities for extradition or if the arrest warrants were withdrawn.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. When we look at the Big 12 entering this season, it's clear that Sam Leavitt at Arizona State is the best quarterback in the conference, but after that, all eyes are on three other signal callers. Sawyer Robertson at Baylor down the stretch of his 2024 campaign took Dave Aranda off the hot seat. Avery Johnson showed his true dual threat abilities last year, and expectations are now sky high at Kansas State. And finally, Rocco Becht of Iowa State the last 2 years got the Cyclones moving back in the right direction under Matt Campbell. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
541 News Radio 92.3. The FDA is warning vape shops, parents, and school boards about a synthetic opioid being sold across the country in soda, gummies, and products easily available to kids. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says he's gone to vape stores himself to see what is essentially an opioid casually being sold.
I've been surprised at the candies and gummies and drinks and ice cream cones. Here's one drink with 7-OH in it. Do we understand what 7-OH is at public health scale?
He explains it's a byproduct of kratom, which is a leaf, but in this case, a synthetic version is what's being put in products. McCarry says the FDA is recommending that it become a scheduled drug, and they've sent letters to doctors and retailers who sell 7-OH warning them of the substance. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a new study suggests that eggs can help lower cholesterol. That runs counter to decades-old advice to limit egg consumption because it can raise your risk of heart disease and stroke. But now, a paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition adds to the growing evidence that eggs are actually good for you. Researchers say while the popular breakfast food may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat, which is believed to be the real driver of cholesterol elevation.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Chemicals that are linked to cancer and infertility are popping up in everyday products like shampoo and sunscreen. The ingredients involved are banned in the EU, but why not in America? Rich Edson looks into what Americans are doing to stay safe.
Advocates say American consumers are now looking to apps to evaluate these products, tell them what's in them. A co-founder for an app called Yuka says the United States is now the top country represented among their users. In 2022, Congress and then President Biden gave the FDA more authority to expand its regulation of cosmetics. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has prioritized targeting artificial colors in foods. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry told Fox News that the government has generally been regulating too much, but that the department is doing an inventory of chemicals, especially in the food supply, to make products safer. Several House Democrats have introduced a package of bills that would ban certain chemicals from cosmetics. The Personal Care Products Council, an industry trade group, says that legislation is premature.
And popular ham salad products are being recalled. According to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, Newlyweds Foods, Reese's Fine Foods Ham Salad, and Molly's Kitchen Ham Salad products were recalled over possible listeria contamination. However, there have been no confirmed reports of anyone getting ill from consuming the products. Individuals who have purchased these products are urged to avoid consumption, and officials say that the products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase.
Here's an abuse story. It'll get you thinking. An Indiana mother is facing charges after police said she left her child alone to die in a burning home. Here's Jeff Minasco.
31-year-old Kirsten Bowers is charged with three counts of felony neglect and one count of felony neglect resulting in death after her home in Arlington, Indiana, went up in flames June 5th. Bowers telling investigators that she had fallen asleep in bed with a lit cigarette and tried to rescue all of her children, though court documents state that she left her four small children inside the burning home to fend for themselves, that three of the kids were able to make it out. By the time EMS and fire arrived, the house fully engulfed in flames, with her seven-year-old son, David, still inside. Bowers continues being held in the Shelby County Jail. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yep, that's what I do. Let's see what we got here. We had a lot of backups if you were trying to get off of I-110 onto Davis Highway, but that has seemingly cleared out. And we also have the I-10 westbound issues lessening as well if you're passing the I-110 north ramp. But that's because it is a quarter till 6, so there are a lot of traffic issues starting to die down a bit. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, though. As for your local weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, got a heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Tonight's low is going to be 78, but rainfall chances lingering are going to harm Wednesday's high a bit. We're only going to be looking at a high of 91.
I'll kind of shift gears here on the weather discussion and take it to a national level. Millions are experiencing life-threatening temps amid a heat dome this week. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for roughly half of the nation, with the Midwest, Southeast, and parts of the Northeast expected to see extreme temperatures through Wednesday. The agency noting while the Mid-South, including Memphis, saw temperatures near 100 degrees Monday, the heat index, or how it felt with humidity, was above 110 degrees. Also revealing Tampa hit triple digits Sunday for the first time in recorded history. Meteorologists say metropolitan areas including Charlotte, Nashville, and Orlando could see temperatures reach the upper 90s to low 100s, noting the heat will persist across many of these areas before starting to let up towards the end of the week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union after talks with the EU officials. Jackie Heinrich has more from Scotland.
The president is heading home to a round of applause from his cabinet and congressional Republicans. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick posting in part, the European Union is going to open its $20 trillion market and completely accept our auto and industrial standards for the first time ever. In addition, it will purchase $750 billion in energy from us and invest $600 billion in America. Republicans also applauding, like Senator John Barrasso, who wrote, Wyoming's energy workers are ready to power the world. Thank you, POTUS. Under the deal, American imports to Europe will receive no tariffs, and EU imports to the U.S. will be charged 15%.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick insisting that President Trump's upcoming Friday deadline to impose major tariffs on a number of trading partners won't be delayed anymore. But trade negotiations with China are progressing on a separate timeline, according to Lutnick, who spoke on CNBC's Squawk Box. Shares of Spotify dropped more than 11% for their worst day in 2 years after the music streaming service fell short of Wall Street expectations, posting weak guidance for the current quarter. The Swedish platform's revenues rose 10%. Boeing is slashing its quarterly losses as sales jumped after it delivered the most airplanes since 2018. The aerospace giant lost $176 million in 3 months, down from just $1 billion a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling more than 200 points and the tech-heavy NASDAQ sliding by 80. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a new report out today found Americans' confidence in Social Security is declining from 43%, this was in 2020, to 36% in 2025. Only 25% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 49 were confident in SSA, whereas 48% of those 50 and older expressed confidence. It also found retirees are relying more on Social Security than they were 2 decades ago, rising from 51% in 2005 to 65% in 2025.
All right, and the number of job openings slipped in June to their lowest level since March. The Labor Department says 7.4 million jobs were available last month, which is slightly fewer than economists expected. According to the JOLTS report, the number of hires also fell to 5.2 million, while the number of layoffs held steady for the month.
Harvard University is in talks with the Trump administration to pay up to $500 million over anti-Semitism on campus. C.B. Cotton is in NYC.
The White House is said to have put a $500 million price tag on a potential agreement with Harvard that would allow the Ivy League to have billions in federal funding restored. So the New York Times reports Harvard has signaled a willingness to cough up the money, which is more than double the amount that Columbia University has agreed to pay as of last week. So earlier this year, the Trump administration froze $2.6 billion in federal research funds at Harvard University, accusing the school of failing to protect Jewish students and faculty. In addition to a possible $500 million payout, the settlement could also include changes to disciplinary procedure, admissions and hiring, and nixing DEI programs.
And housing prices in the United States starting to cool. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows for May, the seasonally adjusted price of a home rose 2.8% from last year, slowing from the 3.4% annual gain in April. Analysts, they say that the declining rate of price increases is due to continued high interest rates, which is slowing demand and increasing supply.
Well, Doge is jumping on the artificial intelligence bandwagon using a new AI tool to cut red tape and save taxpayers money. Madison Allworth has more on News Radio 92.3.
The AI deregulation decision tool, that's using artificial intelligence with the goal of cutting 50% of federal regulations by January, marking 1 year of President Trump's second term. This tool is looking through hundreds of thousands of pieces of regulation across industries to determine what is no longer required by law and can be cut, aka making government more efficient. It's currently being tested at three different agencies, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Housing and Urban Development, as well as the Small Business Administration. If this tool is implemented and effective, the Post is reporting that it would save about $1.5 trillion in compliance costs annually, and it would shrink the federal budget by $85 billion.
Here's a key business story we're following for you this afternoon. Two iconic railroads are set to merge. Jenny Casolo explains.
Union Pacific is buying Norfolk Southern in an $85 billion deal. If the deal is approved by regulators, it will create America's first transcontinental railroad, combining Union Pacific's dominance of the western U.S. with Norfolk's network of 22 eastern states. A joint statement says the legendary companies will seamlessly connect more than 50,000 route miles across 43 states from the East Coast to the West Coast, linking approximately 100 ports and nearly every corner of North America. The deal also requires support from labor unions. It says both railroads envision every union employee who wants a job in the combined company will have one. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, one in five kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of Food Banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's love, she's love, she's in my head.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Last in line for brains and the one she got was sort of rotten and insane. Small things so sad that birds could land. Is love fast asleep or rocking out with the band? She's love, she's love, she's in my...
5:55, News Radio 92.3. I had to wait for the post of that song before I started into it. I love that song. Nice track. Austin Price doing a wonderful job today, really keeping us informed about this weather condition. We had some weather moving through the Gulf Breeze area about an hour ago or so, and local traffic. Well, it's still local traffic. I was going to say that because I'm looking over your right shoulder now. And if you remember, when we last visited with the listeners and with the report, it was stopped. The traffic, the transition from the 110 over to Davis was stopped. Now it's just flowing.
Yeah, there's not much problems. Typically around this time every afternoon, you do see the traffic start to lessen a bit. There's still a few issues, but they're pretty minor at this time. Should dissipate sooner rather than later. Your worst spot, I would have to say, is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, yeah, we've been keeping track of this because we heard thunder earlier. We got reports of lightning, and there are rain chances this evening that are going to bleed into your Wednesday. Right now it's 85 degrees, a low of 78 tonight. Have been keeping track of bands on the beach. Better to be safe than sorry. They are still a go. Tomorrow, we are going to see the lingering rainfall chances kind of harm your highs a little bit. Wednesday's high is only going to be 91 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. The Osbournes making plans to lay Ozzy to rest. Here's Michelle Polino.
Ozzy Osbourne will be laid to rest in a small private ceremony celebrating his life. A week after the rock legend died at 76, his family is finalizing plans for an intimate farewell. According to People magazine, the family is planning a small private funeral that will be a celebration of his life. Ozzy himself once said he wanted his funeral to be anything but somber. In a 2011 column for the Times of London, he joked, "I don't care what they play at my funeral. They can put on Justin Bieber or Susan Boyle if it makes them happy. I'd also like some pranks, maybe the sound of knocking inside the coffin or a video of me asking my doctor for a second opinion on his diagnosis of death." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, you got to kind of try to have a sense of humor and try to remember his sense of humor, especially in a moment like that, if you're his family.
Whether he was of solid mind when he made that statement.
Yes, that's very true. And Dead & Company celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Grateful Dead with a three-night concert event at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. Around 60,000 fans expected each day. Runs from this Friday, August 1st, through Sunday the 3rd. Tickets, which range from just over $600 to over $9,500, are sold out, but fans can stream the concerts at home on nugs.net, and the final show on Sunday will be shown live in select IMAX theaters nationwide.
And you see, you wonder whatever happened to the old hippies in San Francisco during the Haight-Ashbury days. Well, they grew up and they became CFOs and CEOs of major corporations, and they're bazillionaires.
Seems like
they could pay those ticket prices.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. A lot of hippies were trust fund children anyway.
Well, this may fall into... Notice I didn't comment on that one. This may fall into the not safe for work category. I'm going to laugh at this one.
All right.
Racy images. Nudes in meetings, in other words.
Oh, my Lord.
Spotted on the TV screen of an education official during an Oklahoma State Board of Education meeting presentation. Ever worry about those presentations getting mixed up and you look back and you go, uh-oh, that's not mine.
No, I've never had to worry about
that.
Well,
I'm sure that the person doing this presentation said these words, uh-oh, that's not mine.
Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office confirming it's investigating a report that images of nude women were displayed on the state school superintendent's TV screen during a meeting with education board members. They're looking to see if any laws were violated. Two state board education members claiming they saw the graphic images in Ryan Walters' office on Thursday during a closed-door meeting. Walters saying the allegations were categorically false. During his tenure, Walters has called for the banning of certain books in school libraries that he claimed were pornographic. He was also on President Trump's shortlist for education secretary. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Something tells me he fell down the list just a tad.
I hear that one. Listen, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday rolling out Friday through August 31st. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying sales tax.
Hey.
Starting this Friday, so take advantage of that. You can save yourself some bucks. Okay, coming up in about 12 minutes, Austin and I will dive back into some news stories for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.